whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And it's interesting, so much of the Shador conversation is reliant on, I don't love the dad, right?
Yeah.
Which is fair if you've heard Dion talk and that doesn't work for you, if he's just not your cup of tea. But I think it's interesting that Ross kind of paints something we didn't get to yesterday. I mean, maybe I'm just seeing like snippets of him after games. Yeah, I think the personality thing's really interesting. I don't want to call it a red flag because, again, I don't know him enough. I just think it's interesting that Ross had that experience when, like, some of the stuff with the Colorado State quarterback, it's kind of left a bad taste in my mouth and something that I think – not a red flag, but definitely maybe further investigation.
I thought it was really fascinating because, you know – I mean, Ross clearly cares about whether or not they like sat there and talked to him. Like that was a he said so many nice things about the on the field, and I'm always just so focused on the field. We have to obviously consider off the field as well. I like the point that Ken made earlier today about the idea like who else would be better prepared to come into a place that has expectations, has a lot riding on you than someone that went through all the expectations that Shador just went through. Like, I'm sorry that he was rude in a production meeting and didn't want to meet with you. I just look at that.
I think that's a real thing because again, you're not gonna be able to call your shots like that in the NFL.
No, you can't at all. I mean, but that's also part of the job in the NFL for sure. It's not part of the job in Colorado. Like that's not something that is they can mandate that you do.
But players generally follow the coach's lead
on
that.
They do for the most part, but again, the NFL
is not for the most part. Like I would say like the 1% get to do the I'm not gonna go do that thing.
Right, and he did it. And he did it, clearly. And so like but in the NFL you can't do that. That is, as we've talked about, that is a mandated thing you have to do in the NFL. Everyone from Tom Brady down was doing that every single week.
So I think why it's interesting is, and this actually harkens back to what Jason Lloyd asked Andrew Berry, where they called Buffalo. This is Jason saying that, you know, he had reported that they had called Buffalo and said, what can you tell us about Ken Dorsey?
Yeah.
And then everything that that Buffalo reported back to you as a weakness ended up rearing its head this year. So that was a case of you sought some sort of guidance and some sort of information, and then you ignored it because it wasn't the outcome you want. That seems to be something that I think, whether it is not seeking that or ignoring it, even in kind of some of the through lines with like Deshaun Watson. So I think that is something specific to Shador because of the personality. Now, again, this has nothing to do with his dad. And there are a lot of dumb reasons.
Well,
let me tell you,
it does have something to do with his dad, though, because his dad obviously allowed him to do it. His dad is the head coach.
Yeah, but there's, again, like this is...
Like I think most other situations, Nick, they're not allowed to do it because if you're, even let's say you're Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, Kingsbury's like, you got to do those things, man. But clearly, Dion let him kind of go and do whatever he wanted.
It's not just that. It is the post-game exchanges. It is some of the interactions that Shador has had with the media. Now, listen, in fairness, I bet you there are people out there who watch what Shador has done and said, oh, he reminds me of Baker. He's got a chip on his shoulder, right? And I if you see that, I totally get it. Because there were points this year where I saw that. I was like, I kind of like that, right? Where it's cocky. There are also points where he's just kind of arrogant. And I think, again, just to get to drive the bigger...
I think the Baker point's a good point, though. Can we sit on that for a second?
Sure.
Because I do think the Baker point's a good point. Because he does come across a kid that he's got a lot of chips on his shoulder. But he also, I think, always thought one dynamic of the Baker thing that was really interesting, at least from the college perspective, and then it got a little muddied in the NFL, was the idea that, and I see this with Shador, too, the fact that although media members can turn around and be like, oh, well, he did this and I didn't like it, and he did this and I didn't like it, like Travis Hunter... The amount of how vocal he's been and what a great teammate he is, and all the guys around Colorado, where it should just be a look at me type culture, and how they go so hard in the paint for what a great teammate he is. I think the Baker comp there is very interesting because I think that might be a one for one.
So what's interesting, but what you just said, I don't want to, because we might get into the weeds really quickly there. I just think again, the Browns have sought advice from people who have been given honest assessments. And then they didn't listen to him. And almost every piece, every time that I can think of, and this actually even predates Stefanski and Berry, every time that I can think of hearing that, it has led to a disastrous draft pick. It was Johnny Manziel. hey, this guy parties too much. Ignored the hell out of it.
Yeah,
hey,
I don't look at Johnny as the same way. Partying and doing all that stuff is not the same.
You're missing the point. I'm not making the literal comparison of Johnny to I'm talking about the Browns' habit of disregarding direct feedback that they've been given, and I think that's worth talking about within the Shador thing, whether he's a fit here or not.
Is Travis Hunter then off the board for you as well because of all the stuff around Colorado?
Did he show up to the meetings? I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know that.
I guess we could
have asked Ross that.
I will say I think Travis is an insane athlete. I'm a little concerned about him being overvalued as a number one pick in the NFL draft.
Okay. I mean, he brings a lot. He brings a lot to the, as far as different conversations around him and his girlfriend bring a lot to the table.
Yeah,
she
brings a lot.
She brings a lot.
Apparently, other guys too.
He's now, but
talking
yeah.
downtown.
I like how you've adopted it. Yeah, it's just fun to say. It sounds like to me that you think this is a red flag that the Browns should be considering. I bet they would. By the way, I bet this is part of the big picture Shador conversation. These are the type of things that they do have to evaluate and look at.
So it's so funny. I think one of the two dumb, we're gonna play the other one in a minute. I think one of the two dumbest narratives on drafting Shador or not drafting him is his dad. But I think that thing cuts both ways.
See, I wonder how much of this stems from the idea that he was around his dad, obviously, and his dad is a big influence in his life, the way that if your dad was an NFL, one of the great Hall of Fame players of all time, and then was your head coach, you'd probably want to follow in his footsteps in many ways. I just wonder if he gets away from his dad, if a lot of that can get cleaned up a little bit.
Well, okay, so...
it's a guessing game, though.
But to get back to the point of the Deion thing, it's a dumb thing to say, you shouldn't draft him because of Deion. It's also a dumb thing if you don't look into Shador himself, because you're just ignoring it in a big blanket thing of, well, mm-hmm. people's real problem is with Deion himself.
You're drafting the whole player. I mean, that's all these evaluations. You're drafting the whole player.
So are you ready for the actual dumbest thing I've heard? The dumbest reason you shouldn't take Shador. You ready for it?
I'm
because it came
with
from
bated
somebody
breath
that I massively respect, which is Mel Kiper, DraftNik, ESPN. He was on ESPN Radio, and this was his thinking on why the Browns shouldn't take Shador Sanders.
I don't think Cleveland would be the play. Remember, Deshaun Watson went there because they paid him a lot of money to get him to go there, which ended up being a big mistake. But at the end of the day, that's why he ended up in Cleveland, was because that was his first choice, right? So I would say, you know, the weather, he talks about cold. Well, Giants gets pretty cold in New York, but for Cleveland, yeah, I would say the Giants would be the Shador spot. And I think Cleveland could take Travis Hunter, go a different direction.
All right. One, I don't see the literal comp with DW4. Because Deshaun had a say in this, and this is a draft.
Yeah, that was one of the more bozo things I think we ever got to hear.
Also, you can't say
cold weather? What did he say there?
You can't say cold weather and be like, but I think he should go to the Giants. Yes, yes, tropical New York City.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe their weather right now. We're 19. I believe they're 21. I believe they're about 21 degrees, so they clearly are.
Man.
I mean, they're 2 full degrees Fahrenheit hotter than Cleveland, and I think that's why it makes more sense.
There was a lot there. Deion has tweeted out the idea that he's not scared about anyone, about his son going to any one situation. Do you buy that?
No, because I don't buy it. Like, here's the thing. I take a lot of what Deion says with
a grain of salt.
Yeah. And I mean that, because a lot of Deion is performative. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, it is. I mean, he's the guy that goes on 60 Minutes and says, who's the best college football coach going? Look, is there a mirror around?
Yeah.
That's who he is.
And by the way, a lot of it's really smart. Like, a lot of the stuff that he does that generate headlines in the end, if it's not catastrophic to the program, if it's not literally hurting the kids, it makes sense because you're just generating interest for the program.
Yeah.
And also, he's good at it. But yeah, I don't buy anything because Deion's playing a bunch of games at once, just trying to get a bunch of people to pay attention to his school and obviously to his kiddo as well.
Yeah, and to him. It's the biggest thing. He's got a lot of Aaron Rodgers in him from that regard.
Deion?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But by the way, which narrative is dumber to you? The weather thing?
Oh, the Kuiper thing was by like 12 times. I think the Ross point is a very interesting one, and one obviously, well, how would we know that story until Ross told it to us, right? Mm-hmm. Like that is if he really wants to beat to his own drum, okay, but that is something the Browns have to consider in their evaluations. But when it comes to the Kuiper stuff, that's ridiculous. He played school at Colorado. Come on.
216-474-0092. We've got some calls on this. Mike and Gino, you stick there. Here's a question I think kind of we're driving at. Does it matter if Shador wouldn't want to be here? Whether or not, that's next on 92.3 The Fan.